You're listening to SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Birmingham Southern College head softball coach Kimball Cassidy. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, making it to the SCAC Tournament. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Coach, the Panthers now 30-8 on the season, 15-1 in SCAC play, winners of six of your last seven games, earning the number one seed out of the Eastern Division in the SCAC Tournament. Just talk about where this team is at as you guys head into the SCAC Championships.
Well, this being kind of our first year at this, is our girls are just extremely excited. It's kind of one ball of emotion right now. We're trying to just kind of contain ourselves. I know everybody's excited, and we're trying to kind of stay on a level ground and just make sure that we stay grounded and not get too excited about it and just kind of play our game. I think at this point we're right where we need to be. You know, we're playing pretty good ball right now. I think, you know, there's always some improvements that can be made, but I think right now we're exactly where we need to be, and we just need to keep playing our game, and hopefully that'll be the good outcome.
Coach, this program has now posted four straight seasons of at least 25 or more wins, but this will be and you're the only SCAC team that can claim such feat, but this will be the first year, however, that BSC has been able to compete in postseason play. Obviously, you talked about it a little bit, having gone through that reclassification process from Division I to Division III. Talk about the buzz, the excitement that you girls and this team has around practice, knowing that you're you know, have a shot to play for postseason action in an SCAC championship this year.
It's been a thrill. I mean, you know, last year at this time we were done, and it's kind of like we kind of sat around twiddled our thumbs, and everybody was kind of watching the live cast on the computer. So this year we're going to be a part of it, and we're thrilled about it. I think you know, really, these seniors especially, that they've never been a part of anything like this, so this is a huge excitement for them. And like I said, we're just trying to you know, we've talked about it all year that this is kind of our goal, that to make it this far, and maybe, you know, we can see what we can do after, you know, after conference tournament. But we know we've got a lot of good competition ahead of us, and so we're just excited about moving on and playing some of those teams on the west side that we haven't seen yet, and we know there's a lot of good competition over there. So we're, like I said, we're just excited about it and thrilled to be a part of it.
Coach, you mentioned those seniors, five seniors on this team. Talk about how much they've meant to this program. Obviously, they took a big chance coming to BSC, knowing that this would be their one shot, their senior year, at a chance at postseason play, and talk about what this group of has really meant, especially in terms of leadership for your team.
Words can't really describe how great these guys have been. I mean, it's just tremendous leaders, just tremendous kids and you know, student athletes. I mean, all five of them just do. They're great athletes. They're great in the classroom, and they've kind of kept us going at this point. I think we've got a lot of young. We've got seven freshmen that are new to our team. So it's kind of taken some getting used to, because we were such a small team last year that it was kind of hard when they first came in. It was kind of like, who's stepping on our territory? But now we're just kind of we've become one family, and we're just with those guys it wouldn't have been possible, and we're just they're going to be hard shoes to fill next year.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. This afternoon we're joined by Birmingham Southern head softball coach Kimball Cassidy. And coach, you guys are coming into the tournament carrying the top pitching staff in the league, 1.43 ERA, 17 shutouts on the season. Talk about this staff and the importance that they've meant to this team, really giving you confidence going into the tournament, knowing that if you're not you know, hitting as well as you'd like to from the plate, this staff can really carry you and have a chance to keep you in every single ball game.
That is correct. We've been very fortunate. We have a great leadership by senior Ronnie Ferris, who's just, you know, since I've been here, it's just been a stronghold on the mound. And then we've added in a freshman, Bethany Franck, that's just at one point was leading the NCAA Division III in ERA, and she's been a true blessing for us too. And we know that if those two are on the mound, that they can keep us in any ball game, and it's just up to us to provide the offense for them. So I think, and you know, not to fail to mention that we've got some closers that can come in and finish for us that we're lucky to have, and Beth Leffler and Kendall Watson. So we're just we've been very fortunate on the mound, and you know, like I've told you, if those guys can keep us in the game, we know that offensively we can just, you know, push some runs across, and then we can pull out a win.
Coach, an athletic roster, you guys have 58 steals on the season, third most in the SEA. So you just talk about that aggressiveness on the base paths and really how that really puts a lot of pressure on the opponents that you're facing, especially the girls that are in the circle.
Right. That's been our kind of our mentality from the very beginning of the season. We always want to put pressure on the defense. Our goal is to always score first and get runners on, move some runners around, use the steal, the hit and run, and that sort of thing. And so we feel like if we can put some pressure on the defense, it'll cause people to kind of cave and that sort of thing. So we've been lucky to have speed in our lineup all throughout the lineup. We're pretty strong there, and we just try to work as hard as we can.
Coach, you mentioned seven new freshmen to this roster. Just talk about the way you've seen these girls grow and develop throughout this entire season. And really, now as we head into postseason play, I got to imagine they don't feel quite as much like freshmen anymore.
True. We've actually got four starters for us that are freshmen. So that was kind of some getting used to, but now that they've stepped into that role and we've kind of just learned to, you know, accept that, and they've stepped up huge. Our freshmen have been a big class for us, so we're excited for them and what they've done for our team, and just hope that we can carry it on into the postseason.
Finally, Coach, as I mentioned, 15-1 in SEAC play this year, earning you the number one seed coming out of the Eastern Division. Obviously, we won't know who you play first in the SEAC tournament. You'll face off the winner against in the Southwestern versus Rhodes game. But just talk about what keys will be for this Panthers team to continue to do well if you guys are able to try and make a deep run in this SCAC championships and get make your way to an SCAC tournament title.
Yeah, we know we've got a tough road ahead. We know that that west side of the conference is pretty strong, and especially in Southwestern and Trinity. And so we've just tried to prepare ourselves through scouting reports and just make sure that we go through our fundamental stuff, that you can kind of go back to the basics. And we know that if our pitching is on, that they can keep us in the game, we can try to push a run across. And that's just kind of been how our year's kind of gone this year. We know that as long as our pitching is on, we can push a couple of runs across, that we can stay and win pretty much any ballgame that we can. So, like I said, though, we're excited, and we know that we're going to face some good competition, and that's what my girls are excited about, and we're just excited about it.
Birmingham Southern College head softball coach Kimball Cassidy. Again, Coach Cassidy and her Panthers, 30-8 on the season, 15-1 in SCAC play, will open up their SCAC tournament in game number 3, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Friday, April 27th. They'll face off against the winner of Southwestern and Rhodes College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations on a great regular season and best of luck as you move forward.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.